Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my friends.
Yes!
Welcome to my very nice people that have just joined me. Because trying to find space outside of the whatever it's called, Lincoln Ford Field Financial Center, is next to impossible. How are we doing, my guys?
Amazing!
Are you good?
Yeah!
Did we enjoy WrestleMania?
Yeah!
Some people didn't on the internet. Some people are very mad. They're very, very negative. But you know the deal. I please 75% of people, and I annoy 25% of people who do not like these shows. Here's the deal. They don't like the noise. They don't like the rowdiness.
No.
So do you know what I want you to do?
What?
I want you to be really noisy. And I want you to be really rowdy.
Yeah!
And you can join in as well, all right?
Yeah.
You got opinions. You got thoughts.
Perfect.
Someone said they saw me wrestle yesterday. Who was that?
Me.
Absolutely.
I wrestling.
Absolutely right. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, but did you get hurt?
No, I did not get hurt.
Awesome. You were hurt.
Awesome.
You ran across
the ring. He knows how to sell.
You ran across the ring, and you, like, did this, and then you were like, oh.
That's right.
You crawled around the ring.
That's right. It's called working the board. No, I'm joking. I appreciate it, though. Right, so what we're going to do is somehow you stumble across this video and you never seen me before, is we're going to give the good bits a up and the bad bits a down. Although I would like to try and get some more interaction if I can with this week's episode. So what I will do is this.
Up, stand down! Up, stand down!
Well, that will do too.
Up, stand down!
That's not what I meant.
Up, stand down!
Wait.
No, I thought you were about to say something.
No, not at all.
Oh.
You had the time. I was going to give you the microphone. So listen, WrestleMania Night 1 started with Triple H coming out. And essentially what he wanted to make very clear was that there was going to be a new era. Did everyone see there was a brand new video as well?
Avengers.
Anybody, it was like the Avengers. Does anybody know who said then, now, forever? I couldn't hear it. Anybody?
I think Taker was part of it.
Right. If anyone knows, you'll win a prize. Yep. The prize will be absolutely nothing, but you'll have my undying love forever, right? It's pretty good.
Perfect.
It's pretty good. But I kind of like this. Everyone keeps saying, I mean, they're trying to brand it the Renaissance era or whatever they're calling it. And there was very much an idea when we kicked off the show. Triple H comes out. He was there for about 5 minutes. It doesn't get an up or a down. It just was what it was. When we got to Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley for the Women's Championship, I thought this was bloody brilliant because I like Rhea Ripley and I like Becky Lynch. And if you don't know, come on, you could go. You could go. Make noise. She did kick butt. Who knew this? Becky Lynch was super sick. She was super sick. She had a 102-degree fever. She had strep throat. I'm a British guy. I know what strep throat is. But it sounds absolutely terrible. And she still put on a match like that. And I thought it was damn good, especially because Rhea Ripley retained that championship. Come on. Get the clap going. Get the clap going. Give claps for strep throat or something like that. But no, genuinely, having Rhea Ripley retain the championship just sort of underlines the fact she's already a massive megastar. Now she's going to fly to the moon, right? And Becky Lynch, as far as I'm concerned, is one of the best to ever do it. Has anybody read Becky Lynch's book?
Not yet.
Right. Everybody read the book. What did you think of the book?
Oh, I loved it. I read it on the plane ride over here. I finished.
So did I. Yeah. Nerds together. Yeah, yeah. I absolutely love it. It's pretty nerdy, right? Where are you going, WrestleMania? What are you doing? Reading a wrestling book. What are you wearing? A Macho Man t-shirt. That's what happened. Here's the deal, though. I'm obviously going to give it an up. This was really good as well because simply keeping the belt on Rhea Ripley when a lot of people thought she'd lose it again. Established her as a superstar. I'm very excited to see what we're going to do. When we got into the tag team ladder match...
Oh, yeah.
Which was the... Yeah, come on, that's... Come on!
Yeah.
Come on!
Yeah.
The most... I don't even know how to go through this. Would anybody like to talk about a spot from the ladder match? Hey, there you go, boom.
Okay.
You can pick whatever you want and you talk about it.
So, seeing JD McDonagh go, I did not think he would make those tables. And the way he hit them, it's just, it looked painful, but hopefully he's all right.
Dude, I don't think he did make the tables. I'm pretty sure he missed a table. And then Johnny Gargano doing the most crazy DDT to Pete Dunne through another table. Watch it back. I think they forgot what wrestling is. They just went careering through the tables. But my two favorite things about this, before it started, my predictions were I want Grayson Waller and Austin Theory to win one set of belts because I just like them. They make me laugh. But what I wanted more than anything, and I mean throughout this entire, that's right, he said it, without this entire WrestleMania weekend, listen, I love The Miz. I think The Miz does not get the respect that he deserves. But in terms of this night, I wanted R-Truth to climb that ladder and grab that title. Now, not only did he do that, but before that, in the ladder match, he gave me a hot tag.
Yep.
He gave me a pin.
Yep.
I was sat up in the those stands, and I felt good about life. And unlike that other guy, I felt good about professional wrestling. So when he did grab it, I was just like, this is why I watch it. This is why I watch it. I understand goofy wrestling for life, by the way. It's not everybody's cup of tea. It's my favorite cup of tea because it tastes good and it makes me feel warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum. So here's what I'm going to do. You should watch the match for all the crazy bumps and the absolute just nut stuff they do. But for giving me a WrestleMania moment, R-Truth specifically is getting a golden up. And it's as simple as that. Because I love him. I love him.
Golden up! Golden up! Golden up! Golden up!
Right, so for my next match, is anybody here from Philadelphia? You're from Philadelphia. You come in a sec, right? Listen, I can't remember. It was Dominik and Santos versus Rey and Andrade. Actually, a really, really fun match. Are you an Eagles fan?
Absolutely.
Right, I'd imagine you would be. So when Jason Kelce turns up, I pop too, right?
Yeah.
Because I know who he is, but I live miles away. It doesn't matter what I think about
him.
He's
a legend.
Exactly, because what a lot of people said, and I think this is gibberish, by the way, because the heels were interfering the entire time. They were like, well, the good guys can't use interference. That's it. You know, it's ridiculous, right? Because it made you feel good.
Works perfectly with those two.
Yeah.
Just popped absolutely hard for both of them.
I do have to ask you one question. I'm a very casual NFL fan. I don't know who Lane Johnson is. Who's Lane Johnson?
He's the right tackle. He's been here for about 11 or 12 years.
Right, so I should really know that.
He wore the underdog mask when we won the Super Bowl.
There we go. You see, this is why I like on the ground knowledge. But honestly, I actually said to Phil, give it up for Phil, by the way.
Yeah! Phil, 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 Phil.
No, I did. I said to Phil, like, I'm looking forward to the match, but it didn't necessarily feel like a wrestle. You could have done it on a SmackDown, and I think I'd have felt the same. But it was just so much fun. I don't know what it was. And having that finish, which I always like to pop the home ground, it was really good. The only thing I thought it was lacking, mostly because I predicted it didn't happen, is obviously the last 2 weeks, Carlito has been very upset that he hasn't been picked as Rey Mysterio's partner. But then I realized, why do it at WrestleMania? We've got a Raw on Monday. We've got a SmackDown on Friday. We've got to hold some things in the tank. So you can even tease it for a couple more weeks. And I think Andrade teaming with Rey Mysterio and being a babyface actually serves the Andrade character better. So once again, I do understand, again, I don't want to be too much of a negative Nancy. Some people's criticism was maybe some of the matches could have a bit more oomph. Now, it didn't matter because the last two matches had all the oomph in the world. Yeah. But this one, once again, I was just entertained by it. We all agree it's an up, right?
Yeah.
It's an up.
Yeah.
That's right. You go, 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 go.
Up, 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 up. Let's go.
Right.
Let's go. Come on.
So,
we're
very quiet. I like it. Given that it's Philadelphia and everyone told me it's like so rambunctious, you're very polite and respectful. I quite like it. I feel very safe right now, which is not the same for where my Airbnb is. Woof. Two Uber drivers have told me you're staying here. Don't go right. So I don't go right. I go left out my door. Right, Jimmy Uso versus Jey Uso. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Yeet, yeet. Who says good match? Come in, my man. Now, I agree with you, right? I agree with you. And the reason I liked it the most is because I'm a bit of a sappy so-and-so, and I like to look at the human side of wrestling. So even if they'd gone out there and played chess, I'd have been like, it's two brothers that have grown up together, being involved. It's just, I think it's lovely, right? So I was watching it like a proud mum, which makes no sense on many, many levels. However, again, I like to canvas the internet. I know, usually before I do ups and downs, here's a story of my life you don't need to know. I will not go on the internet because I don't like my opinions being swayed. But when I know that I'm going to have a crowd, I like to see what's the general feel of this. And there are some people that thought it was a little bit disappointing. I won't name his name because he's a good friend of mine. He's the most positive guy ever. He called it an abomination to the point he's getting a text message later. Mike, I'm texting you later. I really enjoyed it, but you liked it. And I want to know why.
Pretty much, it's something in the making, right? I remember an interview from a long time ago that when Jay and Jimmy was talking, they were saying, like, look, if they was to have a grand WrestleMania match, it would be against their brother. So I seen this, I said, oh, yeah, this is something really in the making. So whether it's, you know, you have a heel in the face, it's something that's really family-orientated, and go. It was a one heck of a match.
Opinion. Right, there we go. There's one side. Does anybody have the other side of the coin? Did anybody not like it? Right, you come in, bro. You cut that hand up. No. You can say whatever you want. It's a safe space, I promise you. I will protect you no matter what. Tell me.
I don't know. For some reason over the years, brothers versus brothers matches, they never really live up to the hype. Okay. Matt versus Jeff, true. Rick versus Scott.
Yeah.
The only brother versus brother match that ever really was good to me was Brett versus Owen.
Yep.
Every other one just kind of
eh.
And you feel the same about this?
Yeah.
Fair play, dude. I take your point. So here's what we're going to do. It's like a weird game show. Right. We've got one opinion over here. We've got one opinion over here. So I'm going to say either an up or a down. We'll do it in bits. If I say... Oh, I thought it was the police. Yeah, oh, my God. We got moved on last year, so I hear that. And, oh, no. So if you think it's a down and I say down, you make a noise, and then we do the same for an up, right? So who thought it was a down? Yeah. There's not even a point doing it, but we'll do it anyway. Who thought it was an up?
Yeah!
Up! Up!
I'm two things. I'm a man of the people. So it's getting an up. And I'm also a massive fan of Orange Cassidy, so you're being brought in here right now. How you doing, my man? All right. I like doing the... He's doing the character too! I do have to ask you one question, just because I'm intrigued, and you can absolutely no-sell this. Do you get any grief because you've come as an AEW guy to a WWE show? Because as we found out earlier today, some people are just crazy, man. They're just absolutely nuts.
I'll go slightly long. The IWC is tough. I got 4 downs and like 27 ups.
Perfect. Give this guy a cheer. I love it. I respect the passion.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We then moved into Damage Control versus Jade, Bianca, Naomi. I'm going to tell you this. This got up for me in about 2.5 minutes because we did that entrance with the good guys. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is the coolest moment of my life, and I'm not even involved. And I've said it on my Twitter. I've said it time and time again in this video. You can come and tell me I don't know what I'm talking about, which I don't, by the way. I totally fluked my way into this position. I don't need Jade Cargill to give me 15-minute classics. I don't need Jade Cargill to go 8 minutes. What I need Jade Cargill to do is come out, just look like the biggest superstar I've ever seen in my life, whip 3 people's ass, get the pin, with also the best pin I've ever seen, and that's what it was. That's what it was. Pump kicks, power bombs, Jaded, carrying people around the ring. And look, some people said maybe it could have been longer. We had some long matches coming up. So I actually thought putting this where it was and just establishing that these 3 people are absolute badasses, it's getting an up. It's getting an up from me. Genuinely, I give the credit of, no, the credit. I understand, once again, some people have said, oh, it doesn't really feel like a WrestleMania match. There is credence to that. I'm not pretending otherwise. I think probably, I hate getting into this, but maybe the card last year was better. But I just still enjoyed myself. And I think most people enjoyed themselves here as well, right? There you go. There you did. So it's getting an up. Which moves us into Sami Zayn versus Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship.
Sami.
Now, if WWE really wanted to break your hearts, Gunther would have won this. Because before the match, Sami Zayn is with his wife and his kid. Sami Zayn is with Kevin Owens. Sami Zayn's wife was sat in the crowd the entire time. And she was really good, by the way. She was really giving it to Gunther. But, oh, man, this is my kind of professional wrestling. Like, on the other end of the scale of things that we have talked about, Gunther absolutely wrecks this dude. And Sami Zayn is so good at acting like he's about to die. Like, Gunther hits one powerbomb, like, oh, that's it. No, hits another bomb, oh, that's it. He starts doing splashes. He starts chopping the absolute crap out of him. I was like, how are they actually going? Because I was convinced that Sami Zayn was going to win. I thought it would be a ridiculous idea not to have done that. But I just started to think to myself, how is he going to do it? You can't just have him hit a couple of haluva kicks and get the 3. But that's what he did. And you know what? It popped me huge. I'm not going to lie. Somehow Finn and I got into the press box this year, which is very weird. We felt completely out of place, but also very happy to be there. So thank you very much, WWE. But when that happened, I don't know about
Simon
that.
Simon Miller!
It's that time of day.
Simon Miller!
You're very kind. Thank you, my friends. But honestly, it's twofold. One, Sami Zayn finally gets his moment. He becomes the Intercontinental Champion. He defeats Gunther. And of course, where is WWE going? I think in the next couple of weeks, to Montreal, Canada. That is going to be a wonderful moment. So I don't like to break my scale, which is not true. I break my scale all the time. But this one's getting a gold nut from me as well. Because again, there's a kind of professional wrestling that I absolutely love.
Golden up! Golden up.
Just because I'm enjoying this. Does anybody not like it? Anybody not like it? Oh. Right. Well, we'll get him just because we've done you. Let, now do it again. Save space, man. Get space, space.
We talk about stories, right? I feel like Chad Gable had a story still. And I feel like...
Right.
So you're upset that Chad Gable... But what about now if Chad Gable gets in, sticks his oar in?
I feel like Monday Night Raw, Chad Gable...
He'll turn.
Yeah. He'll turn.
Then you'll like it again, right? Yeah, so you'll be back in.
Yeah.
Right, we're keeping up. What's your name?
Sean.
Sean, right. So remember, if Chad Gable turns heel, you blame Sean, all right? Sean will this into existence.
I have a gift for you, bro.
Oh, well, thank you very much, man. No, dude, I can't take... No.
Take it! Take it!
I'll see you tomorrow. Dude, bring it.
I'll be tomorrow.
Yeah. Know
it.
Dude,
well,
that's very
I hope,
nice.
I hope you can travel with this.
I'll figure out to get it home. I'll FedEx it to myself, right? No, I won't. I'll use UPS. Ups! Thank you, man.
UPS!
Super cool of you.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm going to guess, hell yeah. Well, that's super cool. Huh?
Can I buy that shit?
Yeah, $2,000. Yeah. That's very kind, man. You're all very nice people, you know. Yeah. He said, almost dropping the chair. Right, we're getting to the main event. Right.
That's the courtesy of the Samoan Dynasty to you.
The Samoan Dynasty. Oh. I'll say nice things. I am going to say nice things. The main event, The Rock and Roman Reigns taking on Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins.
You already know. Turn it up, baby.
All right. I'm gonna do my thing, right? If you've been watching my content for a long time, it's my favorite analogy. Once more, some people are like, it went a bit too long. Not a lot happened here. It was a little bit stretched out. And then they threw in the statement that winds me up more than any other statement. When they said, if The Rock wasn't in it, it wouldn't have worked. If Cody wasn't in it, it wouldn't have worked. If Roman and Seth weren't in it, it wouldn't have worked. They were in it. I saw them. They were in the ring. It's like when people say, Miller, you like the Batman Arkham games too much. If Batman wasn't in it, it wouldn't be any good. He's in it. Yeah. Batman is literally in the game. So honestly, when you have The Rock in there, The Rock especially, but also Roman Reigns looking like absolute beasts, by the way. I'm going to be honest with you because you're all my friends. I sat in Portland and I had to hear me going, take your shirt off, Rock. Take it off. I need to see how jacked you look because I'm a very strange individual. But honestly, they could have done nothing for 12 and a half minutes and just looked at each other and I would have been buzzing. And I just thought the slow bits added to the big bits, especially The Rock getting rock bottomed through a flipping table.
He did go so far.
I watched it off camera on the actual thing, and like it was like 4 feet.
He was. I think he squealed like that as well, man. He did. No, honestly, that kind of thing. The spear spot when he obviously Roman. It's the planting of seeds. I love the planting of seeds. I'm really into gardening, right? So you have Roman Reigns spearing The Rock by accident. Now we can do that match probably in a year's time. But also, how did it end with The Rock beating Cody Rhodes after a bunch of shenanigans? So now look, there's every chance The Rock is not going to be able to fulfill that match. He's a busy, busy guy. I totally get it. But it's called Money in the Bank. WWE loves Money in the Bank more than anything. Damian Priest loves it more than anything. Oh, no. He's never going to cash it in.
Who's he cashing in on?
I think he's cashing in tomorrow. No. There's a Miller prediction. I think Drew's going to win, and then he's going to come and take it because we've got
the IC title tonight.
Well, we've got Clash at the Castle in like 2 months. Drew can win it there. Yeah. Which, by the way, for people that don't know, that's actually in Scotland. Wales is not Drew McIntyre's hometown. WWE just tricked you for a little bit. But no, that to me, if The Rock can find the time, you can now do Cody versus The Rock, probably for the championship, and you know who can screw him over, Roman Reigns, and then you go and do that match. I thought this was superb. This is why I watch WrestleMania, right? To watch megastars just do stuff. And I don't even actually care if what they do is just walk around the ring looking at each other. I'm just like, it feels so cool. The Rock's entrance is one of the most ridiculous, in a good way, things I've seen in a long ass time. I mean, it just kind of blew my brain in many ways. And once again, did anybody not enjoy the main event? Because I'll talk to you. Look at this at the moment. Nope. It's a full house and we have two sides. Yeet that candy ass. And interesting, we've got to finish the story, but they're kind of doing what The Rock does when he tries to do the one and he screws it up a little bit. I like it. No, I don't think they're doing that anymore. I think, well, maybe. He did the slip. Yeah. I like it. Say that into the microphone. I like that. What a good little theory.
when The Rock, before he threw his one up, he did the slit and then threw the one because he's going to kill the bloodline.
Does he do it tomorrow?
Tomorrow night after the match.
There you go. What's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan, remember if that happens, Ryan called it. It's my birthday and first WrestleMania.
Yeah! Happy birthday!
Hello, my man. What's your name?
This is Fiona.
Fiona. And how old are you today? Five. It's like Booker T, a five-time champion. How did you enjoy your first WrestleMania?
Good.
Well, I think what we're going to do, Fiona, is, as long as everybody will indulge me, we're going to sing you happy birthday. Is that okay?
What? Yeah.
No, we don't have to do it. Do you want to not do it? We don't have to do it.
We can do it.
Okay, let's do it. 3, 2, 1.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Fiona.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah!
All right. We've mortified that girl enough, I think we'll move on. She'll like it in a few years, hopefully. Thank you very much, man. No, Jerry, here's the thing. If I had an extra version of an up, I need like a, I don't know what's between up and golden. I don't know. No, we had a diamond up. I retired it like an idiot. I retired that too. I'm an idiot. I've ruined my thing. I guess it would be a silver up. But I don't want to do that because that's lame. That's so lame. That's like Simon, tell me an opinion. No, what good are you? Why are you even here? Well, this is what my heart tells me. The heart tells me that I love each and every one of you, so you're going to decide. So this is what we're going to do. Again, same as always, I'm just going to say the words, and we'll do like a decibel level thing, and then if there's enough noise, it will get a golden up. Deal? Yeah. Deal? Yeah. Deal? Right. 3, 2, 1. Golden up, yes or no?
Yeah! Yeah!
That's easy.
Golden up! Golden up! Golden up! Golden up! Golden up! Golden up!
That's easy. There you go. So, WrestleMania Night 1 gets 3 golden ups. I love it. I think this is the first WrestleMania when we started doing 2 nights, where the first one is really going to bleed into the second one, and I think we're in for a right treat tomorrow. So, as that light goes out, as if The Undertaker is coming, when it comes to the first night of WrestleMania, of course it's getting an up.
Yeah!
Wow. Look at that, man. I got power in my hands. It feels so good. I won't have this in an hour or so it will suck. And yes, I think it's going to be one of the ones where to actually get the full accompaniment, you probably have to watch night 2. Yeah. Who is coming back for night 2?
Yeah!
Is anyone going to try and tout a ticket before night 2? Smart guys. There's lots of people that don't have a ticket. They're going to try and find a ticket tout and buy one.
Yeah, that too.
I almost did it.
You did it?
Yeah, I bought mine yesterday.
Smart man. I wanted to intrigue. You have to tell me, how much did you pay given that it was this close to the event?
$300.
Fair play to you, my man. That's pretty good. Because I think they were about $200 when they went on sale, right? There we go. Right, my friends, thank you very much for joining me. And thank you for being the most civil ups and downs crowd yet. You do fill it.
Tomorrow.
No. It's a compliment. I like it. I want every single one to be different. But as I do get to talk to you all, I'd also like to say thank you very much, not just for this gathering, but for watching the show and making it whatever the hell it is. So, take care. I appreciate you. We will be back tomorrow night. Like, share, and subscribe.
Simon,
goodbye.
Simon,
there we go.
Simon.
See ya.